Caliber Dehydrator.
Senator Claire McCaskill says she's going to vote no if health care increases the deficit. She's not the only senator saying she won't vote for it for different reasons. Joe Lieberman says, forget about it. There's no way if you mess with Medicare. He doesn't like some of the things they're talking about increasing with Medicare and ultimately feels like there will be too many increases for the American people. So the grand plan that was the big compromise last week, not looking too good heading into a new week on the Hill. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're going to zig and zag, as we always do, all over the place. Just like that crooked street in San Francisco, Lombard Street. Think of the show like that. It's ultimate water cooler buzz, right? So also coming up, we'll give you some sports shorts. What happened in the NFL? You can't tell me. You don't take a break and you watch some of these games. It was a good week in the NFL. It was exciting to catch a bunch of the action, including our game of the week, Nail the Score. And the Nail the Score game was the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Ultimately, did anybody nail the score and win our incredible prize package loaded with all kinds of fun things that you could use, that you could actually gift, I guess, even over the holidays, including a cell phone and movie tickets and lots of places where you could go out and eat and take your buddies or your family or friends, whatever. But so far that hasn't happened. Only one person nailed the score and he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. He didn't even really want bragging rights, but he nonchalantly just, you know, matter-of-factly kind of nailed the score. And we're talking about Andrew, who did it from the GCN network last week and stunned a lot of us. So we'll let you know if anybody did it this time around. I have a great poker face slash poker voice, so I'm not giving it away at this point. Speaking of not giving it away and having a poker face, definitely the president at times can have a poker face unless somebody gets under his skin. He sat down for a little chat with 60 Minutes, Steve Croft, of course, the reporter who was close with Obama, and said, look, we're going to know by 2010 if the strategy is working. And that's the bottom line. Well, the bottom line is, in the meantime, we have Marines crawling all over Afghanistan who don't know when to shoot the enemy, when to shoot the insurgents, because of the rules of engagement that are tighter than a drum. I'm not suggesting to kill innocent civilians, but at the same time, when is it too much, these crazy rules of engagement? So that right clearly when they're seeing somebody, as was described on NPR by a reporter who was there, planting a roadside bomb, they couldn't pull the trigger. How ridiculous is that, and how unsafe is that for the guys that are crawling around in this mountainous areas throughout Afghanistan? Whoops, there's a roadside bomb. We think an insurgent is planning, but we can't be sure. Look how he's dressed. Yeah, and by the time they were going to get a helicopter to come in, by the time that happened, too late, they had scattered like spiders. Not good. You can throw in your 2 cents, by the way, on that. Plus, big reveal. Somebody in the media got an exclusive on what's going to happen to Gitmo. Where, oh, where do the rest of the detainees who aren't on display in New York, where are they headed? I just have to think the Defense Department can't be happy about this slip-up. We'll talk about that as well. But it's always about the money. It always leads back to the money, doesn't it? So as part of the Sunday swirl, the director of the National Economic Council, that would be Larry Summers, was speaking, and he was talking about a couple of different things related to jobs and the economy and bankers that have to lend, but they don't feel like they want to lend because that's part of the problem, etc., and that ultimately they would be there in the end. You know, a whole lot of the same thing that we're hearing. We see among us that the joblessness isn't really getting better. It's people combining things or being creative, or then others who just feel lucky that they're in the position they're in to even be employed. Anyway, here's what Larry Summers said.
You look at the employment statistics, they will show employment growth. They were showing losing 700,000 jobs a month. Last month they showed losing 11,000 jobs. They'll bounce from month to month. But I believe that, as do most professional forecasters, that by spring, employment growth will start to be turning positive. President's going to work with Congress to do what's necessary. You know, George, it's a bit of a Washington thing to put this in terms of price tags. For example, the president's doing a whole set of things, working with other countries.
I think the American people want to know promote how much it's going to cost. It's not a Washington
thing. To promote our exports. That doesn't have a direct cost. But the president has talked about doing things for infrastructure. It doesn't cost anything to encourage banks, as the president will be doing, to meet their responsibilities and expand the flow of credit to small business. We're in a very different, we're in a very special kind of economic situation. And frankly, jobs have to be the top priority, and every bill is going to be a jobs bill going forward. We hope we can find common ground. We emphasize support for small business, repairing the nation's infrastructure. These ought to be things that everybody can agree on.
Yeah, and Eric Cantor's take, listen to his spin on this whole thing.
Well, listen, George, no question that there is still a deprivation of credit in this country for small businesses. And when the president meets with the bankers, I hope that the discussion centers on what seems to be a real overreaction, if you will, on the part of some auditors in the regulatory arena that are looking at risk-taking as something that just shouldn't be done at all. We know in our economy that the prosperity we know has been built on calculated risk. What we've got now is a situation where there are so many performing loans out there that seem to be called by regulators because we still have a depression in our asset values. And what I'm hopeful that the discussion occurs is about that, is about trying to get some type of transparency on the part of what regulators are asking of our banks. So that we understand as policymakers in Washington and, frankly, the small businesses that are looking to the banks can understand why it is when they go to their bank they're not getting their loans.
Blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, look, we bailed the banks out of the fire. You have to be kidding me. And what are we told it had to be done to save the economy? You wouldn't have half of these banks intact if some of what went on didn't happen, if they weren't bailed out themselves. So now they're playing Grinch and they won't lend people legitimate situations. They won't lend them the money. I mean, give me a break. And listening to Larry Summers, are you kidding me? Could he be more lackadaisical? Ridiculous responses. That, of course, was part of the Sunday Swirl on This Week.
To promote our exports.
Today, Junior.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We're back on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you want to talk about the rules of engagement? Throw in your 2 cents. You can do that. 800-259-5791, or the blithering of the guy who's supposed to be the economic advisor of Obama, which I think he has no idea what he's talking about, frankly. Like I said, let's get among the real people, not the Wall Street people. Get among the real people and see what's really happening in this country. Then you have a different perspective versus, you know, being among the suits who got bailed out and then worried about, oh, what are we going to do? Tweak the banks. I'll tell you what, if I'm Obama, I say, you got to be kidding me. I close the doors, make sure nobody's recording anything, and I really let them have it as to what's going on with the lending practices. Ooh, all of a sudden you're worried about this? Are you kidding me? Because of how you screwed the pooch, we found ourselves in this situation in the first place? I mean, you know what? Give me a break. Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Kate. You know, it's just like, I don't know. There's so many. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. There's so many words being put out there and no substance behind any of it.
Yes.
It's just nonsense. And I guess that's what liberalism is. You know, just a bunch of nonsense. They put a bunch of words out. They're not going to, give you anything or they'll promise you things, but you won't get anything in your government. It's sad. And like the health care, the Obama Democrat health care version of what they want, McCaskill said, oh, we're going to stay within the budget. You know, she won't vote for it if we don't stay within the budget. Well, the only way you can stay within the budget is if you cut out large chunks of health care for people who desperately need it. for instance, operations needed immediately within 1 to 2 days, not 1 to 2 months. You know, our death would be imminent if you don't get the operation, and not providing health care to the non-productive citizens, I suppose, as they will consider us, the senior citizens, which I am, nor special needs children and adults. Mm. You know, well, yeah, that's where they're going to cut, you know, and stay within budget. What is that? Is that human? Isn't that rather inhumane? I mean, it's just these liberals they just have to be voted out of office as ASAP, because they are just messing with everything, and they don't know which direction, you know, to go. It's mm-hmm. like the economy or anything. They're just messing up our country so badly that we just have to get them out of office. I mean, they're not capable.
No, I like that passion and that fire. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, we
like talking to you when you call in, because she's passionate. I don't think it's so much the liberals. I mean, I think there's ridiculous points of view on both sides. It's like we need a third party. That's what it is, Jerry. We need fresh voices in Washington. And clearing the decks means really clearing the decks. I mean, does it mean that everybody that's on the Hill is just awful, that nobody is bringing any good representation to the people in their area? No, I think that there are a few, but the problem is there's a few among the many, and that's not working out, because we do have, like she was alluding to, there's just too much doublespeak. And it is weird, too. You're right. The concern about the older people, I don't get the treatment of older people in this country, whereas like in Japan, they're like the wise Buddhas, the wise people. You would never think of insulting or doing the things that sometimes happen in America. Certainly not everywhere, and certainly not everyone feels that way, and etc. But it is all about, that's the problem. It's all about the consumer. It's all about the person who has the money demographic, and that's also what you're trying to say there. So if you're the money demographic, then you're in. If you're not, you're teetering on a different plane. And if we got to take some things away from you, or we got to charge you more, so sorry. So sorry that you're unfortunately find yourself in that position where you don't have the disposable income or the extra money, let's put it that way, which is the same as disposable income of others, that you can use to offset the costs of your health care and the premiums that are skyrocketing. Because people, this is a misnomer that people forget, too, with Medicare. Medicare, it comes in the different classes, right, the different kinds of Medicare that you can get. But a lot of times people have to have a supplemental insurance or get a supplemental insurance. So they're paying for that, too. And Medicare works great for a lot of people. I mean, it's obviously not being managed well because it's going bankrupt. But you also have people that have supplemental insurance along with it that they need, that they carry. So imagine all of these premiums get mixed in a bowl and go up. It is scary. Bottom line is there's not enough of senators to agree, so let's see what happens. They certainly did agree on the spending bill, though. $1.1 trillion. No problem there, huh? That was pretty quick. $1.1 trillion. And, of course, they break it down into different segments, and this was the tail end of it. And now the president would just we'll just sign it. I mean, there's not going to be a problem with that, obviously. By the way, I was talking about the rules of engagement and how difficult it is for the people who are serving to know when to pull the trigger and when not to pull the trigger. I mean, not when it's obvious. But the problem is those sticky in-between times, which is a lot of the time, the bulk of what they find themselves in, especially on the front lines. Well, kind of the hand in hand with that, sort of, is what happened in Dallas. The federal agents there are investigating whether a helicopter that they have held for 14 months at an airport in Texas, this is crazy, was actually earmarked for shipment to Iran. so for 14 months. The agent suspected that an Italian company had already shipped two helicopters with the U.S. trade embargo with Iran, and that the third was intended to go there, right? So this is an $8 million piece of equipment. It's in a Bell helicopter hangar at an airport not too far from actually where I live, the Arlington Municipal Airport. And one of them was supposedly shipped to Iran. It was equipped with this great night vision, autopilot stuff, and subject to strict U.S. restrictions. But this is a very unique set of circumstances. And they say it's driven by the economics of it, because the Italian company bought three Bell helicopters from a company from Mexico for about $22 million. Bell Helicopter says it leases three helicopters, but that they weren't authorized to sell them. Oh, so that's sticky, huh? And now there's all this denial of selling it, and who ultimately has the helicopter, and et cetera, because, of course, they're worried about being prosecuted, because the U.S. has a trade embargo on Iran since the 90s. But foreign companies linked to the U.S. can use legal loopholes to sell U.S.-made stuff legally to other nations under U.S. export bans. Does that make any sense? So they don't want the technology to go to Iran, whether it's going to be used for military, wink, wink, or by a civilian for business. But it seems most likely it's going to be used for military purposes. And pretty much the U.S. Assistant Attorney General saying we don't want American businesses engaged in trade with a regime whose policies are, I love this word, anti-ethical to our national interests. Really? You think so? Yeah, I think so. So at least they were smart about holding the helicopter. But, of course, that's in the United States. And for sticky reasons, because of the whole Iran thing and trying to step around who was sending it to Iran and did they really own the helicopter and all that sort of stuff, versus the situation in Afghanistan, because you're talking about guys who are on the ground there, so they're completely handcuffed and cannot, I mean, we can thwart the enemy in Iran by not giving them our information and our technology, and somebody's trying to get around this, woohoo, score one for the good guys. But the rules of engagement, that's one for the insurgents, absolutely. 800-259-5791, America Tonight, got more in three.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Come away with me. Famous last words of Tiger Woods that have blown up in his face. He's decided to go away from the game of golf, in case you haven't heard. The troubles continue, and I think it was probably a smart move because the media glare is ridiculous. I mean, there's just people camped out in Windermere in Orlando. I've seen a lot of media, and I've been in situations where media, there have been a lot of media on hand, like a Super Bowl is gigantic, and I've been with a president who came into town and saw what that was like, but nothing like we've seen with Tiger Woods. I mean, the guy hasn't even surfaced, and of course, he wants to stay underwater, so it's not a surprise that he stepped away from the game of golf. But others who have stepped away, if you will, from their sticky situations or trying to dodge them anyway include Max Baucus. Notice lately you haven't heard too much about him, and part of the reason is this weird situation with the girlfriend. He is, of course, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and he apparently gave a $14,000 pay raise to a female staffer in 2008. And guess what? That was right when he was becoming involved with her later that year. See, these guys don't understand. It comes back to haunt you once the cat's out of the bag. Later that year, he took her on a taxpayer-funded trip to Southeast Asia and the Middle East, even though foreign policy wasn't her deal. That wasn't what she did in the office. So remember, it was last week that Baucus even acknowledged that he had a relationship with Melody Haynes is her name, who he also nominated for the job of U.S. attorney in Montana after it was first reported on the website MaineJustice.com. But he said that Haynes withdrew from consideration for the job when the relationship became more serious. So, of course, the following day, he dismissed calls for an ethics investigation, saying that, look, I went out of my way to be up and up, period. So since his announcement, though, more salacious details of that relationship have been eked out, and that raises questions about this workplace dance, romance, if you will, between a boss and employee that he tried to keep quiet, and it's contradicting his explanation for why her nomination was withdrawn. So the bottom line is that it's looking like he got caught. And he never even acknowledged a relationship between the two of them. So it's clear the raise part and all that other sort of stuff is pretty big. And also what's interesting is he separated from his now ex-wife in March of 2008, moved out of their house. This woman that worked for him separated from her husband in April of 2008, moved out in early June. She was divorced from her husband last December. Baucus was divorced in April 2009. And they are now living in Capitol Hill. And they started dating in the summer of 2008. Now, what they're saying is that she and other staffers received their raises in the time period. And that's how they're breaking it down. And so she was, you know, Baucus is saying, look, she's well qualified for this position. And then his office even released a huge resume of hers detailing her experience as a prosecutor and in private practice. So, you know, and here's the thing. Unlike the private sector, there isn't any congressional rules that say somebody that's a senator, a congressperson, whatever, that they can't have a romantic relationship with an employee. And that's happened where some people have gotten married, I guess, in the past. But the raise, the trip, the nominating her for the position, it doesn't bode well for him, let's just say that. And it cannot make the people of Montana happy to be reading those things either. If you stick around in the fourth hour, we have some really funny stuff from Saturday Night Live, or at least I think the little snippet of it is pretty funny. And it mostly relates to Tiger Woods and John Edwards' love child and, you know, a couple of other, Senator Ensign, and also the deal with the Governor Sanford, who, by the way, his wife, who was really sticking by him, Jenny Sanford, decided to file for divorce, just giving up and saying that there were all these attempts at reconciliation, but it wasn't happening, that, hey, we cannot repair this after 20 years. We've had these unsuccessful attempts, and I'm still, you know, dedicated to working with my family. But, you know, she was filing a divorce complaint, and she filed it in family court. So, you know, remember he called that woman in Argentina his soulmate and all that other sort of stuff, blah, 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 blah. What's really awful about their situation, of course, is they have four sons, which most of them are old enough that they have to, with the internet now and computers and schools and kids busting them. I mean, they have to know they had to have gotten some flack about it at school, I'm assuming. And, you know, she just decided after he disappeared for a week in June and all these things that happened, that, you know, just she couldn't do it. She couldn't keep him. She had to boot him, which is the question that people are asking about, you know, Tiger Woods. But politics and the Woods situation, just a little bit different. A little bit different, right? I'm sure you don't care about that, but I had to bring it up. Because there's so much of it going on, frankly, and the tying it all in, I think, was well worth the few minutes we spent doing that here on ATN. But speaking of tying it all in, how about this big, big exclusive, the Justice Department memo that was leaked to Breitbart, and I happened to be perusing through something they put together, this thing called Big Government, and they posted a memo. And in the memo, it says that the land of Lincoln, and how they wrote it, you know, they're kind of licking their wounds over losing the Olympics, right, to Rio. But the Obama administration dished something else for them, and the consolation prize is a federal prison for terrorists. Because remember, the jails themselves, the people running the jails in Illinois and Leavenworth, etc., were interested in having the detainees because of the money it would pump into the state, or, you know, again, they would hire people and whatever. So there is a memo that was leaked that was sent supposedly the other day from Eric Holder's Department of Justice office to the Defense Secretary Robert Gates. And in the memo, it basically says that by the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, blah, 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 I hereby direct the following action to be taken with respect to the facility known as the Thompson Correctional Center in Thompson, Illinois. So hello, Illinois, all of you listening to me in that great state. You're about to get some detainees. And the memo goes further on to say that the Secretary of Defense will relocate detainees currently held at Guantanamo as fast as possible to the extent of the laws, the bylaws related to Guantanamo detainees, blah, 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 you know, a bunch of legalese stuff, but saying that you will take them, that you'll transfer them into the system, the penitentiary system in Illinois. Wow, how about that? So just like that, boom, leaks out. I got to think that there's going to be some people that have comments about that. I mean, some people from the Justice Department, even from the Defense Department, Wolf One, that, I mean, I saw the memo. It couldn't be clearer. It came out on Thursday, December 10th, and it's got the right legalese all written in it, and it looks pretty real to me. So, you know, presumably the inmates at Guantanamo Bay who are there, they're there because they are believed to be a threat to national security. So now you're talking about, as we've talked about before on the show, how do you move them to the United States? How's that then a great idea? Because, you know, here you are. You got your, I guess, got those enemies right on top of you then. And I think it's a big risk they're taking in rolling the dice on this one. And which is why the people in the various areas that were mentioned before weren't interested, even though they knew some people could have jobs as a result, they weren't interested in housing these prisoners. And Illinois, get ready, because you're going to be welcoming them in. And I kind of like the explanation by Big Government saying that it seems like, ooh, this would probably be a good little transaction to make up for losing the Olympics. Well, here you go. We picked you all of a sudden. Yeah. And we thought that was still being considered. All right, something you won't have to consider any longer. Did anybody nail the score? We're not going to hold you in suspense. We're going to tell you next on America Tonight. Plus, what else went down in the NFL? Coming up as we lighten the load around the bend.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Now with just inches to go on fourth down, Felix Jones, the tailback. Witten motions on the right side of the line. Barber has the lead man. Stopped! Surging! Couldn't get there! It was Dobbins again! And the Chargers send the Cowboys off the field!
Under 13 minutes left here in the first half. Out of the eye. Snap to Rodgers. Back pedal to the pocket. Goes to throw. Foss looks out and it was hit. Oh! Foss looks out again! And this time it's taken away! Anthony Adams! Not once, but twice, Rodgers lost the handle on it, and the Bears take it away.
Bush stays in there. Falcons blitz. Breeze rolls right. Dumps it off Bush. Whole big convoy in front of him. 10, 5, walks into the end zone. Touchdown.
All right, keep me something about your beloved Eagles.
And the punt is Jeff Dinkins. And the return for the first time in several weeks to Sean Jackson. This is off the side of his foot to the near side. Deshaun takes it, looks for running room, comes up the left side. He's at the 40, 45, midfield, 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown! Deshaun Jackson!
Oh, he is ridiculous! My goodness.
41-yard punt, 72-yard return.
Yeah, baby.
Slot to the far side of the field. Weaver is right. On first down, McNabb takes the snap. He's looking. He comes. He is looking. He is firing it deep, and it is caught. And walking in for a touchdown backwards is the Sean Jackson. A 60-yard touchdown. And the Eagles regain the lead.
All right, you got to love it. For me, I did. The last voice you heard there, Merrill Reese, longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. They toppled the Giants in a huge NFC East shootout between the two teams, the most points they've ever scored when the two of them have faced each other in a 150 matchup. So 45-38 was the final in that one. The Eagles 9-4, now on top in the NFC East. And why is that? You also heard in some of those highlights put together so well by Matt Johnson. I love that music. The Cowboys, once again, they have that December swoon, and they cannot get it done, of course, against a very good Charger team. The Chargers looked, they did, they looked really good, and they got a lot of excellent breaks in the game. So the Cowboys lose this. 20-17 was the final score. Chargers 10-3. Well, the Cowboys, as I already said, find themselves in that familiar swooning position in December. You also heard a lot of people get excited about this one in the Midwest, especially, well, fans of the Packers or the Bears. And it was at Soldier Field in Chicago, very cold. Fans braving the temperatures. And what has happened to the Bears and Jay Cutler, who looked all world in the very beginning of the season? Aaron Rodgers didn't have a touchdown on the day. In fact, didn't get to 200 yards, but the Packers did what they had to do. They put up 10 points in the first quarter, which was part of the big difference. And then, of course, in the fourth quarter, threw up another 8. In the end, they won the matchup 21-14. Yeah. And it was a good week, I think, in the NFL. I mean, other than, of course, the Ravens blew out the lowly Lions. That was a ridiculous game, 48-3. And the Colts are still undefeated. They're 13-0. They knocked off the Broncos 28-16. And then there were games like what's going on with the Steelers? The Steelers once again losing 13-6, the final score in their game. They're 6-7 on the season to the lowly Browns. The Saints are undefeated. They're also 13-0, and they look all world, but mostly offensively, 26-23. So another huge day for them. The Bills finally pick up another one, this time over the Chiefs, 16-10. And the Buccaneers, again, get hornswoggled. The Jets beat them 26-3. It's like that you should have to tie one hand behind your back when you're playing, sadly, against the Jets. The Dolphins pick up one against the Jags, 7-6 now they are, 14-10 the final score there. But the game of the week, the nail-the-score game, wasn't any of those that I just happened to randomly mention there because I didn't go through the whole scoreboard. But the game of the week instead was the Vikings hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. What happened in that game, which was our nail-the-score game? Here are some of the highlights.
On third down, clock's running down to one. Favre out of the shotgun. Steps away from the pressure. Rolls right. Fires to the end zone.
Left for Palmer under center. Play action. And he will look for Chad. Got wide open left side. 10, 5, oh, just hit goal, touchdown.
Bernie is called to the right. His hands spread out like he doesn't know the play. Palmer out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a screen right to Brian Leonard. Upended. And he drops the ball. It's a fumble. And I think it's recovered by Chad Greenway. At the 26. Antoine Winfield. He'll be the one to cause the fumble. Vikings ball.
Hand off Adrian. Swings around the left side. Inside the 5.
Is a new Minnesota Vikings record.
All right, so the Vikings look good. They really do. That Vikings defense came up so big in that game. Matt, I know you were watching it, and obviously you're a Minnesota fan. You've been watching this team. But that's what I really took away from, rather, that game. The defense looked really, really good. And, of course, the Vikings officially, and we knew they would, clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, and I think getting Antoine Winfield back really helped out the defense because he kind of sets the tone as far as the defensive backs. And we actually started a rookie middle linebacker and a rookie safety because of injuries. And we still had probably one of the best defensive games we've had of the year, you know, probably top three. So I think getting Winfield back is very key, and our defense is rolling right now, and Saints better watch out.
Yeah, the Saints are the concern. I would say if you're a Vikings fan, you got to be questioning what's going to go on with the Saints. But I think the Vikings may have them on the defensive side. It's funny you mentioned, look, even throwing in the rookies, what was it, Jasper Brinkley and
Marcus Sanford.
Yeah, they look good. I saw right. that. I saw them. They looked really, really good.
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? When it comes to the playoffs, I think the teams that we would struggle the most against would be the Eagles, just because, for some reason, Childress can't beat Andy Reid ever. It's like the Big Brother
Why?
Syndrome.
Why? I have no idea.
It's the Big Brother Syndrome or something. I don't know what it is. The Packers are kind of scary, although we'd have them at home, but playing them three times in a year, that's always difficult. And then the Saints. I think everyone else we could just mop the floor with, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty in football for home field and playoff spots and wild cards and division leaders and all that stuff. So this is the good stuff, watching, you know, especially if you're a Vikings fan, it's fun to watch them cruise in here now because there's no worry, of course, over the playoffs. And in the NFC, it's interesting because you just don't know. You don't know how it's going to flush out. The playoffs are completely different from the regular season.
And with the playoffs starting to take form a little bit, I do have saved our initial picks at the beginning of the year. And I know for a fact I had the Saints and the Vikings in the conference championship in the NFC. I also had the Packers getting one of the wild cards. And so three of those teams are definitely locks. And I can't remember the AFC so much, but I know I had the Colts. The Steelers were in there, too, and I might be wrong there, and the Patriots. So we'll have to match up our picks here at the end of the year. We'll see how we all shook out.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot we did that in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and see how it went down. The Saints, yeah, the Saints, it's, tell you what, Saints hang on for that first round bye, absolutely. And the Colts, as I mentioned, they're undefeated. Here's all the things to keep in mind. We're talking a little football here because we know that a lot of you are football fans. And of course, I have a sports background. Matt likes football and likes sports as well. And we know that you like that because we are trying to give away these prizes for Nail the Score. Don't forget, Nail the Score comes up on Thursday/Friday in our third hour. So if you didn't do it this time, maybe you'll do it next time. By the way, Chris in Connecticut, she came pretty close. She didn't nail the score, but she said the Vikings would win it 30-17. Darn it, 30-17. So she was almost there, but almost doesn't count in horseshoes, but not in Nail the Score.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City! What about Brett Favre?